Good evening, everyone. My name is Alan Wendell, commander at the Fort Recovery American Legion, Emmett Post 345. Please stand, and we'll have opening prayer by our Legion chaplain, Alan Diller.
Dear Heavenly Father, as we remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms we enjoy every day, we think of how they have followed in the footsteps of your Savior, Jesus Christ. Please hold our servicemen and women in your strong arms. Cover them with your sheltering grace and your presence as they stand in the gap for our protection. We also remember the families of our troops. We ask for your unique blessings to fill their homes, and we pray your peace, provisions, and strength will fill their lives. May the members of our armed forces be supplied with courage to face each day, and may they trust in the Lord's mighty power to accomplish each task. Let our military brothers and sisters feel our love and support. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Cover. Everyone be seated, please. We'll now like to introduce our mayor, Roger Broerman.
Thank you, Commander. And thank everyone for coming tonight. Men, women, children, Memorial Day is not about picnics and ball games. The whole world should stop and honor American fallen heroes on Memorial Day. These brave soldiers, sailors, flyers, and Marines died protecting their country and what it stood for. They died defending a way of life that they felt was worth dying for. Families, children, morality, values, and responsibility. On this solemn holiday, we must stop and consider the great sacrifices that others had made so that we may have the freedom and prosperity we enjoy. Let us remember what these veterans were fighting for, and let us honor each and every one of them with a prayer and a pledge to restore to this nation the honor, morality, values, and love of God for which they gave their lives. Ask yourself this question. Are we really giving them the recognition they deserve? I would like to ask each and every one of you out there tonight to go up to at least one veteran and say to him or her, thank you for serving our country. At this time, I would like to ask everyone to stand and face the flag and recite with me the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, and may God bless America.
Thank you, Mayor. Now we will have the high school band, under the direction of Sam Peel, play a selection. you, Van. Friends, we are gathered here to remember our honored dead on Memorial Day. We pray that we may be ever watchful to recognize the enemies of our freedom, not only on foreign soil, but also enemies that are present within our own country. We know that God is our Father, and He will help us work toward together for the good of fellow men. Please pray for lasting peace in the world. We remember a special way that all those who have fallen in battle, unknown to man, but to God alone. As the wreath of poppies is placed in their memory, we ask God to confront the families who have felt the loss of the loved ones. At this time, I'd like to introduce the commander of VFW Post 6515. He will introduce our speaker for the evening.
Hello, my name is Roger Schrader. I'm commander of Post 6515 VFW. And our guest speaker tonight, he is a past state commander, past district commander, many times post commander. And he is very well in the state still, active in all the duties and stuff. And I'd like to go on. In memory of the countless thousands of men who have shared the dangers of the war in the air, on the sea, and on foreign land, also in memory of those missing in action and unaccounted for, we place this wreath in gratitude for all the blessings of the free land. May God in His loving mercy bless this land of ours, and may we never forget to take it for granted. Now I would like to introduce past state commander Leon Johnson.
Good early evening. Do we have any active Guard Reserve people or anyone active in the military that's here today? If you do, raise your hand up high so everybody can see you. And also parents, grandparents of any of those that have people serving this country today, because you serve right along with them. Since the inception of Memorial Day more than 100 years ago, many words have been written and many words have been spoken on behalf of the countless others who fought and died and relinquished precious gift of life so that others could live free. This year, we once again try to compose fitting words to suitably honor our absent comrades. We struggle to find the right words that appropriately convey in gratitude our appreciation for the gift of freedom that they have given us. In our hearts, we know that our missing friends and comrades are deserving of every honor, acknowledgement this nation can give them. But of all the things that we can do, the very least is to hold the memory of them close to fulfill the promise of their sacrifices. We gather not only as a nation wholly united in solemn remembrance of our defenders of our republic, but we also as people who have been wounded by war. But in the past, even though we mourn for those absent comrades, there comes a need to move forward. Although wounded, we shall heal. As we mend, we needn't look back and think about what might have been, but we'll look to the future and thank that we have them to thank. Throughout our nation's history, we have been blessed with persons who were genuinely committed to something larger than themselves, people who understood duty for the greater good. The noble defenders of our nation have performed the highest form of public service. The men and women serving in today's military continue that tradition of service, and for that we are deeply grateful. Those who are in today's military face a world that is full of change and challenge as they are thrust into the boiling cauldron of war and conflict. We must care for them and their families. We have an obligation to do so. For us to do anything less would diminish and cheapen the sacrifices of more than 1 million patriots who have died in defense of our country. They are the reason we as a nation are unique among other nations of the world. Our friends and comrades, the defenders of our nation, understood the price of freedom. With courage and conviction, they did what was demanded. They answered the call. There is no better way to honor those who have done more than you and I, than those who did more than any of us, than to capture the essence of what they have given and draw upon it for strength and our spirit of this nation. Many people from across the world stand united in remembrance today. We speak in one voice and shared admiration and respect and in thanks. The freedoms we enjoy today were purchased at the expense of human life. The sum total of who we are as a nation and as a people is mirrored by their sacrifices. Walk the hallowed grounds among the final resting places of our nation's best and brightest, and you will come to understand that every grave, every marker bears a name. Every name represents a person who was loved by someone and who loved someone in return, a person with hopes and dreams. We stand united in our grief, and we grieve alongside their loved ones and share equally in their sense of loss. Gone from someone's life are the sons and daughters, husbands and wives, sisters and brothers, everyday heroes. They love their family, their friends, and their country. This is a day to cherish their memory and to celebrate the courage and the deeds of all veterans who have served this nation. Let us give thanks every day of our lives for them. We were fortunate to have been able to know them, even if it was only for a blessed and brief shining moment. We are connected by spirit and treasured memories of departed friends as well. They have rightfully earned our gratitude, our respect, and a place of honor among us. And we will work to install and keep their honor, for that is what and how honor is kept. As we pay tribute to our absent friends, let us determine today, this special day, to assure those that we have earned our respect, our veterans, the proper medical care of our wounded and those that have come back and are still needed of help from our current VA system. In closing, let me be more than determined and to see that no man or woman who has served be homeless, unemployed, or sick. If we truly want to honor the dead, then we must help our living. All of us can have a hand in determining our nation's veterans receive and the benefits and entitlements that they have earned and deserve. Let us resolve right now, today, to do just that. I would urge everyone to be steadfast in their commitment to the veterans of our nation and to assure our nation lives up to its obligation to our nation's veterans, our nation's heroes. Again, thank you for being here today. Support our troops. God bless those serving in harm's way today, and God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you, Speaker. Now we'll have the VFW commander give a short talk in reference to firing squad and that.
I guess you're going to get to hear me again. Comrades, in memory of the countless thousands of men who have shared the dangers of war in the air, on the sea, and on foreign land, also in memory of those missing in action or unaccounted for, we place this wreath in gratitude for all blessing of a free land. May God, in His love and mercy, bless this land of ours, and may we never forget or take for granted the price of freedom. Will the Sergeant of Arms please place the wreaths?
Thank you, comrades. Firing squad, would you remove your headgear? We will have now have benediction by the chaplain, Alan Diller.
Bow your heads, please. Be gracious unto us, O God, and bless us, as we depart from this place, stretch forth your protection and guard our country, that we, being devoted to your service, may be ever be defended by your power. Amen.
Amen. I'd like to thank our auxiliary for the touching tribute at the bridge. We'd also like to thank the Sons of the Legion and anyone else who helped put up the beautiful display of crosses. Thanks to our band for a great job. And thank you to the Boy Scouts and everyone else who contributed to making this a fitting tribute. The band play Star Spangled Banner. I'd like to announce also, on Sunday morning, we are going to have memorial services at 12:01 at the Spring Hill Cemetery on Sunday, May the 24th. And then at 12:45, we will have memorial services at the Catholic Cemetery on Sunday morning also. This concludes our program. I want to thank everyone for coming. And it was a great pleasure to have you here. Thank you.